I'm Joe Palca. Belarusian opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya said today that she had asked the United States for further sanctions on individuals and companies supporting the Belarus government. The Biden administration said on Friday it was drawing up a list of targeted sanctions against key members of the Belarusian government following the former Soviet Republic's forced landing of a passenger jet and arrest of a journalist, Roman Protasevich, and his girlfriend, Sofia Sapega, on board. Speaking in the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius, where she is based, Tsikhanouskaya said that she welcomed a decision by the United States to introduce sanctions against Belarusian state-owned oil companies starting from June the 3rd. A little over from 2 hours from right now, Joe Biden will be taking part in a remembrance.
President will meet privately in Tulsa with survivors of the violence that killed up to 300 black people along what was known as Black Wall Street. He's the first president to take part in the remembrances, and the visit comes amid a continuing struggle over racial justice. He's been pushing Congress to pass a policing overhaul, and today will announce steps to help narrow the wealth gap between blacks and whites. The White House says one step will address issues leading to black-owned homes being appraised at far less than comparable homes owned by whites. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Dozens of medical workers protested in rebel-held northwest Syria today against the granting of President Bashar al-Assad's government a seat on the executive board of the World Health Organization. The rebels blame the Assad regime for the destruction of hospitals and clinics in recent years. The decision to give Syria a WHO seat came a decade into the country's devastating civil war that has left large numbers of civilians, including many health workers, dead and injured. This is VOA News. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny asked a court Monday to halt the hourly nighttime checks he has been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking to the court in a video link from prison, Mr. Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture. Meanwhile, Russian law enforcement officials seem to be working overtime this week as the head of a Russian opposition group that announced its shutdown lease last week said he was pulled off an airliner and detained by police on Monday. Andrei Pivovarov, the leader of Open Russia, said his flight was already taxiing for takeoff at St. Petersburg Pokolvo Airport when it was halted and he was removed. A post on his Twitter account later said he had been taken to the investigative committee offices on suspicion of managing an organization that has been determined to be undesirable. Now, also today, police raided the country home of another opposition political candidate, Dmitry Gudkov, a former lawmaker who aspires to run for parliament in September. At least two of his associates also had their homes searched. A conviction for such activity could carry a prison sentence of up to 6 years. Member nations of the World Health Organization have approved a plan to negotiate the terms of an international pandemic response treaty. Attendees at the closing session of the World Health Assembly in Geneva voted Monday on resolution to create a special WHO assembly session in November aimed at reaching a treaty or convention that would help nations better prepare and respond to a potential pandemic similar to the COVID-19 outbreak. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told attendees that the time has come for such a treaty.
We need a generational commitment that outlives budgetary cycles, election cycles, and media cycles, that creates an overarching framework for connecting the political, financial, and technical mechanisms needed for strengthening global health security.
He said it will address the lack of sharing data and resources that mark the sluggish response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Israel's defense minister on Monday distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed a Gaza Strip high-rise on an Associated Press office and other news outlets, saying the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1.